This is an agreement we have been negotiating for 20 months, and our people are dying. Out of the concern for the life of our people and the suffering they have been going through for almost 2 years now, our reaction was just signing it. We read through it, and we have seen that it is an agreement that we don't have all what we want in it, but it's an agreement we can live with, compromising some of our political aspiration for the sake of peace and welfare of our people in South Sudan.
You talk about the document. What exactly is in the document?
Fundamentally, the document has provision for establishment of the transitional government of national unity, mandated to accomplish, among so many things, writing a permanent constitution and preparing the people of South Sudan for the next election to elect their own leaders. And not only that, it has provided for transitional justice to ensure that accountability for crime committed during this crisis are addressed by a judicial body we call Ivory Court. The transitional government of national unity is also mandated to introduce security sector reform in the country, formation of a new national army, and peace and reconciliation through something we call national healing process during the transitional period of 30 months. That means in 2.5 years, we will prepare the people of South Sudan to write their own constitution.
Now, we know that President Salva Kiir did not sign the agreement. Did he say why he would not sign the agreement?
Well, we have been telling the world from day one. And by the way, this war is Salva Kiir war. He imposed it on us. Salva Kiir, in the watchful eye of the international community in capital Juba and beyond, has introduced a police state. That is the mood in Juba. That is Salva Kiir. And by creating the current tension in Juba and in Greater Equatoria, he wants to expand the war because it is a war that will keep him in power. With peace, the people of South Sudan will choose their own leaders, and I don't think that they can choose Salva Kiir. Salva Kiir has only chance to legitimize himself for 30 months through this agreement, which we have signed today, and he refused to sign.
Prior to the signing of the agreement, there was points of disagreement, which was one of them was the power sharing. Could it be that the president, Salva Kiir, is not in favor of that?
Yes, Salva Kiir want to keep the status quo by refusing to share power with other parties. Salva Kiir does not want to share executive power. He gave us 0% in all of the state of South Sudan, giving us only 33% of power at the center, and denying almost everybody any measure of power, because power sharing, equitable power sharing with him, will reform the institution of the day, and that will remove the element of dictatorship which is keeping him in power.
What's next now after signing the agreement? Does that mean Riek Machar is going to go to Juba?
No, how can we go to Juba? In fact, in legal terms, we don't have an agreement with Salva Kiir. We have just signed this document as it was brought because we thought that he would sign it. He showed up in the room and everybody was there. And it is a good agreement that all of us can live with, although it does not give anybody what he wants.
So in reality, this is an incomplete agreement.
It is incomplete agreement. It can be complete only if Salva Kiir has signed it. And Salva Kiir today is in record through his delegation in Addis that they will come back in 15 days to sign it. They have told the mediators and the regional leaders here that they will go home to consult with their constituencies and come back in 15 days. Who knows and who can take Salva Kiir seriously on that?